Good evening, Dr. Schneider, Teddy Neo, pre-imposed bronchitis from Drew and Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. 1-13-26, Mrs. Deegan performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. It was a poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11-7-25. There's been no significant change period in paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Lou Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 1-13-26, Mrs. Riggs performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3-14-24. There's been some deterioration period, paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 1-13-26, Mrs. Markham performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 10-16-25. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower on 1-13-26. Mrs. Kirby performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-15-25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Thank you.